because you weren't on the Archer show.
Yes. Because I really wanted to talk to Big Fatty so much.
She was so happy, Big Fatty. You don't even know. She was so ecstatic that you were going to be on the show.
I was so excited. I looked like the Joker with my big crazy grin. Yeah.
The only person she wanted to talk to on the whole show,
was
and
Big
probably
Fatty.
The only person she knew, was Big Fatty. And she was so excited.
I was so excited. I wanted him to go, hey, I'm Big Fatty.
Did you hear him go, and I'm Nicole, or how do you say it? And I'm Nicole, online.
No. Yeah,
that's what he said.
I missed it. Fuck.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I missed it. Fuck.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 267 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 11th of February 2009. Y'all, I have prepared you all week long, but y'all, it is love week, and Big Fatty's about to get hit by Cupid's arrow. I'll explain. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Big Fatty, y'all, I got to tell you, Big Fatty, for the rest of this week and next Monday is going to be at the big horror event. And Big Fatty's got the big contest going on. And so Big Fatty's going, oh, Big Fatty, what are you going to do? How are you going to entertain the tens of twelves of people that, you know, that listen to you every day? In other words, how are you going to entertain Archer and Michael in Stuttgart? And so, Big Fatty said, well, Big Fatty, what are you going to do? Well, you know, let's see, who could I get to be on the show with me for a few days? And Big Fatty is scratching his head and scratching his head and scratching his head and scratching his head. And, y'all, I have taken the high road. I have taken the high road because it is VD week, and y'all, when I think of VD, only one name really comes to mind, and I think you know who it's going to be. I don't think that it's going to be a surprise to anyone, but y'all, it's VD week. It started with a full moon. It ends with Friday the 13th. There's VD thrown in. And y'all, who else could Big Fatty have on to spend four episodes, not one, not two, not three, but four episodes of Big Fatty Online than last week's podcasting whore of the week? That's right, the sea hag, Auntie Vera Charles. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One, and y'all, it is Valentine's week, or as the Fat One likes to say, it is the week that we celebrate VD Day. And I could think of no one better to have on for some special shows here during VD week than the one and only Sea Hag herself. That would be Auntie Vera Charles. Say hello, you old thing. You have you got your teeth in?
I love you truly, truly, dear.
Dear God, I got to turn the damn volume down on that. How are you? We've both decided that we were going to shoot each other in the ass with Cupid's arrows and be nice to each other for a change. And
it's the festive season of love, and I've been over
overwhelmed and overcome by the desire to cuddle up a little closer to all of that festering flab that lives in South Kakalaki.
Oh, dear God. Speaking of
known as Big Fatty.
Speaking of festering flab, how are you doing these days?
Well, you know, today I've got the biggest happy pants on you've ever seen in your whole life because it is pouring down rain outside.
I know you love some rain.
Oh, I love it so much. I can't even stand it. So I'm very happy. I am so happy about the rain that it's balancing out the misery of having to spend this much time with you.
Ah, so what a sweet thing to say.
I know, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right. Well, now, y'all, by the time we get through talking with Annie Vera... Excuse me? By the time we get to Phoenix, right. Isn't that where John McCain is?
I think he's probably there, and if he isn't, he's there in his mind.
Okay. Y'all, by the time we get through talking to Auntie Vera over the next several days, that's right, you're going to have her for a few days here, y'all. So if you can't stand her, you know, just go ahead and unsubscribe and come back sometime later next week. But anyway, and the same
and
for
may
your-
I just interject? May I just interject to all of the Big Fatty fans who don't like Auntie Vera? I'm sorry. He gave me money, and he begged me. He said that his show has just gone such downhill, and it's reached such the bottom of the barrel that he desperately needs anything to perk up the reality of his life. And so I can't, you know, it's like when someone's ready to pull the trigger at their temple, you've got to go to their aid, and that's why I'm here.
And y'all, who else would have a gun at the temple of their head than Auntie Vera? But anyway, let's just, since it is Valentine's, you know, it's a really weird week this week because we have Friday the 13th. Well, let's just back up. Monday, the 9th was the full moon. Right. Friday is the 13th. Saturday is Valentine's Day. I mean, oh. What the hell was that?
I was making the sound effects for the days. You'll hear it beautifully when we combine our files.
I can't wait to combine our files. And y'all, that is not a sexual reference. We're just going to be combining
our
files.
It's a euphemism, baby.
Right.
It's a euphemism.
So, do you have any interesting Friday the 13th stories or anything? Y'all, we have prepared nothing, by the way.
That's right. So it is going to show really blatantly.
I don't care.
And Big Fatty doesn't care. I think, well, first of all, I think it's wonderful and really unfair, but it's wonderful that I can see you because you got the video Skype on, but he's giving me the finger now, but he can't see me. But I love being able to see him because I really feel like he's sticking his tongue. My God, no wonder you're so popular. Look at the size of that tongue. Holy Christ in hell. Okay. And now he's coughing because he's got the...
bubonic epizootic. Right.
So, epizootic. Yeah. Friday the 13th stories. I have two interesting to me. Correlations with the 13th and my life.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Which is a very long one, by the way, isn't it? Because you're much
my
older
life?
Than I am.
Oh, I cannot calculate how much older I am than you.
Well,
older than you, I am.
Right.
Older than.
Anyway, go ahead.
What? What were we saying?
Friday the 13th.
My ex, the one that I was with prior to my angel husband,
right.
was born on Friday the 13th, and that proved out to be very true. And my precious husband now is the 13th child, who I believe there's another 13 correlation, and he's going to get mad because I can't remember, but he's downstairs now, so I can't ask him.
Right.
But, so 13's important in my life. Plus, my dick's 13 inches.
Well,
so
I was wondering when that was going to come up, but
yeah,
anyway.
Well, it won't come up if I'm talking
to
you.
Speaking of that, shut up. Speaking of that.
a little delayed, but it got
no,
there.
One of the, you know, I knew we were going to do these shows at some point. So while I was showering this morning.
Uh-oh.
It was one of those things like, if your dick was, how would your life be different if your dick was twice the size it is now?
I don't, I don't think my life would be significantly different because maybe I would be happier. I don't fucking know. That is an interesting question.
Isn't that an interesting question?
Yes, it is. And as you could tell by me fumbling all over my dick, I don't have an answer.
Okay.
I don't know that my life would be significantly different.
Well, I can. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go
no,
ahead.
You no, go ahead.
No,
it's your
no,
goddamn
no, really,
fucking
really,
show.
You go ahead. No, you're the
all
guest.
Right.
Okay.
All right. In that case, no, you go ahead.
I knew you were going to do that. I can tell you how mine would be different. I'd be dead.
Why?
Because I would have fucked myself to death. Not fucked myself, but I mean.
Well, that's but, really long.
Right, but I mean, I'm sure I would be dead. I mean.
So you think I'm confused. If your penis were twice as long as it is now, that means you would have been more sexually active?
Yes. I feel quite certain. Why?
How did the size of your penis limit your sexual activity?
Well,
itsy bitsy tiny
no,
one, sweetie?
No,
do you have a little button?
It's just that I think if you had a giant dick, you'd be showing it off and wanting everybody and their brother to go after it, which
you
means
know,
you'd have a lot more sex, which means you'd probably pick up a lot more things, which means you'd probably be dead.
You'd be dead. Where would you be showing it off, though?
Whoever would like to see it. It's kind of like now, but, if it was twice the size, you'd have a lot more people do a double take.
Well, I guess that's a possibility, but I think you're grossly mistaken.
Okay.
But that's just, that's just my opinion.
Okay.
I don't want to disagree with you on your own show.
No, you're allowed to do that because, we've been hit by Cupid's arrow.
And I know, and we're... I love you truly,
Christ.
Truly, dear.
Now, y'all, a reminder, you can unsubscribe from the Thursday, Friday, and Monday shows, because he's going to bring on four of them, y'all. Four of them.
Oh,
and then you can come back on the 17th.
Let's see, we're 9 minutes into this one, and I'm already out of stuff to say. And we're going to do four more?
Right.
Or three more?
Right. So,
okay.
Anyway.
An interesting side note to the penis length thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's interesting and ironic that I'm bringing this person up twice in the course of 9 minutes. But my ex...
That's Ricky?
Had Ricky, yes.
Yes.
He had a penis that didn't change when it got erect. In other words, it was always... And it wasn't huge. It was just... It was a little above average. Not much above average, but... Totally flaccid, it was the exact same size as it was erect. And
it would,
so
it would just engorge always, some then. It would get thicker,
exactly,
wouldn't it?
It would engorge and not much,
okay.
No. It really wouldn't change significantly.
Okay.
And so he was always much more comfortable in situations and shower rooms and bathrooms and stuff like that because it looked like he had an enormous penis if you looked at it. Wow, when that thing gets hard, it must be gigantic. As opposed to people like myself who, when I'm flaccid, and I know this is way TMI, you have to wonder if it's there. And
okay.
Uh-huh. So that's an interesting thing about flashing your penis around or having the desire to flash your penis around all over the place.
Okay. And I assume that when it does get hard, it is there.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's, I have a very nice penis. We're not on Archer's show. We don't need to discuss
right. And we don't need to bring up that name either. So anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Snowflake.
Right. What is the 12th of February?
Never.
February. Well,
that's
Abraham
right.
Lincoln's day. Birthday.
47 years ago, our forefathers...
Now, speaking of that, maybe on Monday's show, I'll ask you if you've ever portrayed one of the presidents, since that's President's Day.
Okay. Yeah, I'll think about an answer for that.
Okay, well,
and if I don't have one, I'll make one up.
I was going to say it seems to be a fairly straightforward answer: yes or no. Oh, and really, which one? Grover Cleveland. Okay, so Now, which was the gay?
Millard.
Which was the
Millard
gay one?
Fillmore. I prefer Millard Fillmore.
Oh, of course.
I don't know who the gay one was.
Okay. You'd prefer to be Fillmore.
It's pouring here. I'm so excited.
Y'all, the sea hag has been, when are we going to do more shows together? Now, I want you to, I'm going to steal from your show. Oh, really?
You mean more?
Right. And I would like for you, there's a
Every time you play your goddamn cruise update, I get so pissed off.
Go ahead.
Speaking of that, I'm sure there's going to be some cruise updates coming along very, very soon. Because, you know, I don't know if people know this or not, but I'm going on a cruise. Did you know that?
I didn't. And I'm all a quiver to hear your... And that's appropriate for Valentine's Day being all a quiver.
A quiver. Very good.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I want to know what the story was about demanding that your veranda furniture be repainted.
That is so funny because I, honest to God, just recorded that as a cruise ship story, and it was such a downer that Gooch said when he listened to it that he said, you know, you got really serious stuff at the front of the show and then a phone call and then really serious stuff at the end of the show. You need to mix it up with something funny. And so I literally today took the balcony story, furniture story, out of the show that I'm going to post tomorrow, Friday. And I replaced it with randomoniums. So it's funny that you should ask that. The balcony furniture was just a part of a lot of complaints that we had about, oh, God, I want to censor. I'm looking at him shaking his head. Go ahead, dear. I was having a little petite mal seizure.
Oh, right. I was going to say a little stroke. Okay.
It happens sometimes.
We know it wasn't a great cruise because of things, but just tell me the fucking story about the furniture.
Okay, but then I won't be able to tell it on my show if I tell it on your show.
Oh, dear God. All right.
Uh-huh. I know. Isn't that terrible?
All right.
But you know what?
But it involved having your furniture repainted. Is that right? We can use this as a teaser for something on your show.
We didn't ask for it. That's the whole thing. We told the purser's desk that we would love to talk to them. We don't want to sound like complaining idiots, but we're really dissatisfied with the condition of the room. And if possible, could you send a representative in so that we could point stuff out? We don't want to just say it sucks and go on. And they ask you to fill out this card and tell, you know, let us know what's wrong. And so insignificantly, the part of this complaint was that, you know, the balcony furniture is a little shoddy to be touted as, you know, beautiful wooden, expensive balcony furniture for your balcony. It was in passing.
Okay.
And so we came back one day and the room is still a fucking disaster, but the balcony furniture is now beautiful and varnished and brand new. So we were like, okay, well, at least it was something.
All right. Well, at least they read it then, right? All right. We are done with day one. Thank God. I mean, really? Is it already 20 minutes?
Holy crap.
Wow. So since I never say your website or mention your show on my show, why don't you tell everybody about your show?
Oh, you just got real Skypey, but I think I heard that I'm supposed to mention my website. And is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You can find me at veraspeaks.com. That is my Blogspot webpage. And then it will link you to my show. And I'm also on iTunes at Vera Speaks For Real.
Oh, okay. Is that it? All right, y'all. Well, I know this has been groundbreaking podcasting. And I know how much you've all enjoyed this first of four. Not one, not two, not three, but four. It's Friday the 13th week, so, you know, how lucky could you be? Say goodbye, Vera. We'll talk to him on Thursday.
Goodbye, Vera. We'll talk to him on Thursday.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-878-3738 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.